Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse. Halftime, Evergreen girls lead Wanakee 36-14. Now, because the Evergreens are a team without a superstar, the scoring comes from all over. Taylor Hodell leads all scorers with 8. 5 points for Hannah Tipple, 5 for Haley Kroll, 5 for Emily Bauman, 5 for Caitlin Schmall, 4 for Mackenzie Matthews, and 4 for Michaela Poggle. Now that's a balanced scoring sheet. Wanakee has only 14 points to show for the first half, 4 for Anna Malley, 3 for Lexi DeRoches. DeRoches did not help herself. She is 1 for 6 from the free throw line, so she should have more. 2 points apiece for Katie Keenan, Marley Harmon, and Jada Dane, and 1 for Olivia Meacham. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. I would have to imagine that the Wanakee team considers this not a good showing. They were outscored 11-8 in the second quarter. Evergreens, again, at one point led 18-0 in this game, outscoring Wanakee 25-6 in the first period. And the Evergreens will get the ball here. Again, Wanakee lost their last two games at a tournament in Franklin, Wisconsin. They lost to St. Mary's, a team that's 8-1, and lost to Lord's Academy, also a team that's 8-1. Those were competitive games. Lost those games by 7 and by 14 points. Play starts for the second quarter. Evergreens go down low and now go right back out. Molly Tice. Tice was looking down low for Mackenzie Matthews. Instead, it's turned over. But Wanakee with a bad pass the other way. Throw it out of bounds. Goes right back to D.C. Everest. Yeah, it's Wanakee that struggled with the D.C. Everest full court pressure. And the difference here, you know, Coach Matt Bullis has a similar defensive style or similar defensive philosophy, but he's playing with a much shorter bench. These Everest girls are in good shape. This is a well-conditioned team. The conditioning has gotten better as the season has gone forward. Taylor Hodell, leading scorer, starts the half on the bench with 3 fouls. Long 3 from Haley Kroll from the baseline misfires. Jada Dane gets the rebound. Dane, trying to do too much herself, almost lost the ball out of bounds. Goes down low to DeRoches, goes up, and she is fouled. I think they're going to get Haley Kroll for a foul here. It is, and there's going to be free throws here. That is the first on Haley Kroll. Lexi DeRoches to the line. We've already mentioned her free throw struggles. See if she's gotten herself a little more composed to start the second half, and she does. She makes the first. Gets one more here. DeRoches, you can tell that she's not a good free throw shooter. She's got this line drive shot. There's just no arc. I mean, she's counting on the ball almost to hit the back of the rim and go down. There it is, hit the back of the rim and went out. Rebound goes to Haley Kroll. She is 1 of 2 that trip. And 2 of 8 now. Evergreens in the backcourt. Mackenzie Matthews brings it right in. Matthews goes down low to Michaela Poggle, and Poggle is fouled. This is going to be a non-shooting foul here. Caden Franklin, I believe, is going to be called. Nope, they're going to call Maddie Shaw. That's Maddie Shaw's third. Again, since the parts are almost interchangeable on this team, I'm not sure we worry too much about free throws. They're going to rule that Michaela Poggle was shooting or in the act of shooting, so she's going to get a pair of free throws. Thought that was going to be on the floor, and she makes her first. Dribbles one twice, getting ready for her second, and she back bracketed that one. Lexi DeRoches clears the boards for Wanakee. 37-15, D.C. Everest. Down the far corner, Maddie Shaw stays in with those 3 personal fouls. Almost lost the ball. Haley Kroll almost took it away. Evergreens now trying to play defense in the corner. That's Macy McCullough. McCullough instead goes back out driving. Offensive foul, and that's going to be Maddie Shaw's 4th. Kind of lowered the shoulder as she started the move, and Molly Tice wasn't going to go anywhere, and that's foul number 4. Now, Matty Shaw hasn't scored in the game, has four fouls, and they will take her out. Michelle Kino comes in. Evergreens will get the ball, having to inbound against this full court pressure. Inbounds pass goes to Michaela Poggle. Poggle gives it over to Haley Kroll. Kroll back to Poggle, and into the front court we go. Michaela Poggle's got the ball and now tried to pass into the corner. It is knocked away. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds. Last touched by D.C. Everest. The ball is turned over. Wanakee's got a nice group of parents that have come over here. Looks like we've got some JV and some varsity parents to make this trip. 6:25 to play in the third quarter. It's 37-15. Jada Dane inbounds to Katie Keenan. Keenan goes right back to Dane. Dane almost wasn't expecting it. She drives in, spins, hangs, and scores. Jada Dane now has got her 4 points. Points three and four there. Evergreens look all the way down court. Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews would have had an easy basket. The pass led her a little too far. Now goes to Hannah Tipple in the corner. Passes up the open three. Evergreens willing to run some clock. Nope. Open three comes from Haley Kroll. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Wanakee. Evergreens playing again without Taylor Hodell. Set shot there from Lexi DeRoches. Too strong. Follows her own rebound. Second chance. That one's taken away. Good defense. Molly Tice went down low. Goes ahead to Kaylee Kroll. Kroll makes a second pass. Knocked out of bounds by the Wanakee defense. Evergreens will keep possession here. 5:40 to play in the quarter. Wanakee sending in three more players on the stoppage here. As the Evergreens keep Taylor Hodell on the bench with that third foul, which she picked up late in the second quarter. Inbounded here to Hannah Tipple. Tipple bounces over to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews now to the corner. Here's Haley Kroll, who had a step, drove to the basket, instead goes right back out. Looking to go down low. There's an extra pass knocked away. Trying to get it to Michaela Poggle. Instead into the front court. Here's Olivia Meacham. Meacham called for an offensive foul. Meacham received that pass and was a little out of control and plowed right into Molly Tice. By my count, that's the second charge that she's been willing to take in the ball game. And the Evergreens get the ball right back. Caitlin O'Connell checks back in. Jada Dane goes to the bench. Again, I mean, Wanakee just seems to rotate players in and out. Jada Dane looks like she's a good offensive threat, but spends as much time on the bench as anyone else. Here's a heave from along the baseline. Mackenzie Matthews goes out of bounds, misses everything. Matthews was falling backwards as she received that pass and tried to put the shot up. And I think the Evergreens want a timeout here. It's a 30-second break, so we'll keep it here. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care, with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. 20-point advantage for D.C. Everest. So, again, the difference in the game right now was the 18-0 start for D.C. Everest. Teams have played more or less evenly since then. Off the timeout, Wanakee will inbound. They'll have to go the length of the court. Evergreen set up full court pressure. Wanakee does get the ball in. Anna Malley. Malley is quickly targeted there. Olivia Meacham gets it into the front court. Meacham is guarded there by Molly Tice. Wanakee, now that's another one of their players. That's Mary Harmon. Harmon drove in. We've got a whistle. 3-second violation turned over. Olivia Meacham in the lane too long, goes back over to D.C. Everest as we go under the 5-minute mark here in the third quarter. Taylor Hodell still on the bench. Evergreen send Molly Tice out, put Hannah Tipple back in. Kaylee Kroll into the front court, long cross-court pass to Hannah Tipple. And now, well, look at that. Taylor Hodell is back in. Hannah Tipple drives, has the ball come free. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound, puts it back up, and she's fouled. Taylor Hodell's got some free throws coming here.
Personal call on Anna Malley, her first.
And that is Anna Malley who is called. Taylor Hodell, who has 8. We'll be looking for more here. And Taylor Hodel hit her first two free throws earlier, and she's got another one. Lead to 21. And Taylor Hodel has one more. And of course, Wanakee substituting, like they do on almost every stoppage. Taylor Hodel's second rattles out. Almost getting that offensive rebound was Michaela Poggle. Instead, right into the front court goes Wanakee. One too many passes to Olivia Meacham. Meacham was looking for a player down low and bounced it off her foot out of bounds back to D.C. Everest. And Haley Kroll inbounds to Taylor Hodel. Long heave to half court to Michaela Poggle. Evergreens had numbers. Instead, they slow it back up. Dehanna Tipple down low. Tipple caught underneath the basket. Had her shot blocked. Comes loose. And the ball's tied up. Rotating possession goes to Wanakee. Olivia Meacham is going to inbound. Evergreens again keep up their own full court pressure. Wanakee breaks it. Here's a breakaway basket coming to. Traveled. Brianna Bachman was going to the basket uncontested. And as she gathered herself in, she moved her feet. Evergreens with a breakaway opportunity the other way to Michaela Poggle. Poggle lays it up and in. Michaela Poggle now has 7. Long pass all the way down court. The other way, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by D.C. Everest. Wanakee trying to get ahead of that full court with that long baseball pass. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. And it's triggered in all the way up high to Lexi DeRoches. Goes over to Caitlin O'Connell. O'Connell tries to split players. She's stripped. Stripped and turned over to D.C. Everest. Taylor Hodel backed out of there. It was Michaela Poggle who stripped it away. Poggle lost the ball. Goes right back to Caitlin O'Connell. And O'Connell scores. 40-19. Into the front court, Mackenzie Matthews for the Evergreens. Now down to Michaela Poggle. 3 from the right side. Good. Michaela Poggle has 6 since intermission. 10 overall. Steal on the inbounds pass. And Mackenzie Matthews is fouled as she goes up for a shot. Mackenzie Matthews has earned her way to the free throw line. Yeah, it's the Evergreens' full court pressure that's causing all the turnovers here. Lexi DeRoches has just been called for her 3rd personal foul. 5 on the team. And Mackenzie Matthews goes to the line for 2 free throws. Matthews first, good. Our D.C. Everest basketball game is brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. They're more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Hannah Tipple comes out. Molly Tice comes in. Also sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. 2nd free throw is also good for Matthews. Evergreens will make more substitutions. Shooter Mackenzie Matthews is out. Haley Kroll comes back in. Taylor Hodel still on the floor, playing with the 3 fouls. Inbounds pass to 3/4 court. Alana Buckman. Buckman now to the corner. Here's a 3-pointer. Again, a 3-point miss. Jada Dane, though, tracks in the loose ball. Dane spinning. She misses in the paint. Rebound comes to Michaela Poggle of D.C. Everest. She passed to her teammate Molly Tice, who lost control of the ball. Jada Dane takes it back off one of her teammates. Sloppy both ways. Turned back over to D.C. Everest. With 3 minutes to play in the quarter. Both teams have turned it over. Well, they've turned it over a lot. Haley Kroll inbounds. Full court pressure. Both ways the entire game. Neither of these teams have switched from their defensive stance. In the backcourt, Haley Kroll almost turned it over. Now into Emily Bauman. Bauman gets a few minutes here. Pass goes down low. Taylor Hodel. Nice long pass from Haley Kroll to Taylor Hodel, who scores underneath. Taylor Hodel has 11. 47-19. To the front court, Katie Keenan. Keenan for Wanakee picks up her dribble. Gives it over to Jada Dane. Dane looks to drive. Made the extra pass down low. Hey, that's nice. Lexi DeRoches is there and scores. She had position down low, and Jada Dane found her. to Wanakee, gets above 20. Back down, Taylor Hodel down low. Taylor Hodel fed by Michaela Poggle. And Taylor Hodel is going to get her points here. We've got a whistle. Ball's knocked out of bounds on the inbounds pass. It will stay with Wanakee. And Wanakee brings in two more players. Evergreens bring in Caitlin Schmall and bring out Michaela Poggle with 2:20 to play in the third quarter. It's 49-21. Wanakee inbounds. Wonder if there's a point where Evergreens will take off the pressure. They get a steal off the pressure, and it goes ahead. Missed shot for Haley Kroll. Ball's loose on the floor, out of bounds. Last touch by. Thought it went off Emily Bauman. Nope, they're going to say it went off one of the Wanakee players. And the Evergreens get it right back off a turnover. Some of these players look dead tired. Some of the Evergreens players do, at least. Couple of hands on hips here. Haley Kroll is going to trigger in the inbounds pass. Triggers in to Taylor Hodel, but quickly draws the double team. Goes back out to Hannah Tipple. And now goes around to Caitlin Schmall. Looking out low for Taylor Hodel again. Hodel scores, and she's fouled. Taylor Hodel, I mean, height is being served at this point in the game. Nobody matches up with Taylor Hodel.
Personal call on Molly Rumble.
See who they get the foul on. Molly Lennett called for the foul. And Taylor Hodel gets the basket. 52-21. A completed three-point play. Other end, Anna Molly blocked there. See if the foul's on Taylor Hodel. Could be her fourth. Let's see who they've got here. Nope, it's not on Taylor Hodel. It's on Molly Tice. Free throws coming here for Anna Molly. Molly has only 4 points. She missed the first one badly. Barely grazed the side of the rim. Second free throw try coming. Molly plays with a leg brace on her left side, obviously nursing some kind of injury. Her second free throw is good. And they're going to substitute more players. 52-22. So Taylor Hodel, who played a long stretch with that third foul, didn't pick up her fourth, now goes over to the bench. Mackenzie Matthews comes back in. 1:55 to play in the period. Evergreens have the ball. Michaela Poggle, long pass into the front court, bounces over to Mackenzie Matthews, and now back up high to Michaela Poggle. Matthews looks to drive in, goes out. Here's a three-pointer on the way from Emily Bauman, left it short. Goes out of bounds, last touch by D.C. Everest. Turned over to Wanakee. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Wanakee inbounds against full court pressure. They break it. 2-on-1. Easy basket there. That's one of the first easy baskets they've gotten all day. Anna Molly got it right underneath and scored. 52-24. 1:20 to play. Hannah Tipples in the backcourt. Almost threw it away to Michaela Poggle. Poggle gathers herself and the ball, swings all the way over to the weak side. Numbers along the baseline, missing there. Emily Bauman, she hit the side of the backboard. And Jada Dane comes away with it. We'll go under a minute here. And here is an offensive foul, turned over. Molly Lelick, again, driving along the baseline, plowed right into Hannah Tipple, who held her ground, and it's turned back over.
Personal call on Molly Lelick.
Third time that we have seen an offensive foul called against Wanakee for just plowing forward into Evergreen's players who had both their feet set. Hannah Tipple's got the ball in the backcourt. Lalicht and now Jada Dane try to double team. And she gets it over to Caitlin Schmall, who's getting a few minutes here. Goes back to Schmall underneath. She's fouled and just missed a shot. Did a good job filling the lane there. Just not quite strong enough to finish. Two free throws are coming up here for Caitlin Schmall. Evergreens have done a good job getting their free throws to fall, too. Katie Keenan is called for the foul. Evergreens will be in the bonus for the rest of the game. Caitlin Schmall missed her first. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Tulusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Molly Tice comes out. Katie Coel comes in. More free throw coming up here. see if Caitlin Schmall can gather herself and get herself a point here, and she does. Not bad. She has six. The Evergreens have a 53-24 lead. 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. Caitlin O'Connell is in the front court. O'Connell over to Olivia Meacham. Now a three ball comes from the corner to Anna Molly. That's no good. Almost hit the back of the backboard and goes out of bounds. It's not for a lack of trying. Wanneke is 0-13 from behind the three-point stripe. None of their threes have gone down. Ball's out of bounds to D.C. Everest. The Evergreens will inbound again. Against full court pressure, Hannah Tipple looks to throw it in. They don't guard the passer on these inbounds plays, so they have someone that they can double team. Ball does get inbound, back to Hannah Tipple, almost thrown out of bounds, goes out of bounds and turned over to Wanneke. Hannah Tipple's pass was skipped over to one of her teammates, Caitlin Schmall. Schmall got a hand on it but couldn't control it in. 28 seconds left in the quarter. A lot of whistles, a lot of turnovers. Kind of made this, well, it's been a tough third quarter to watch. Anna Molly is into the front court. Now over to her teammate, back to Molly up high with 15 seconds. Bounced over into the corner. Caden Franklin is there. Franklin, and now spinning. Here's Caitlin O'Connell. O'Connell misses from close range. Hannah Tipple gets the rebound and is quickly double-teamed. They're going to say that ball is tied up. And on alternating possession, it will go to the Evergreens with only 4 seconds left in the quarter. Hannah Tipple is going to inbound after another substitution. In fact, Michaela Poggle is going to come in for Hannah Tipple to inbound this pass. And in fact, they are saying, you know what, at the scorer's table, they're saying that there's a mistake here on the alternating possession and that the alternating possession belongs to Wanneke. That's that they didn't change the arrow from the inbounds play. In fact, now the officials are going over to talk about this. They're saying that there should be Wanneke ball here. And it matters because Wanneke could potentially get a quick shot off here with 3 seconds left to play. Evergreens lead, though, 53-24. It's a lot of these decisions, which might be big in closer games, are kind of academic here. Yeah, it is Wanneke's ball. They are looking to inbound. Inbound to the corner. Three-pointer is blocked there, and that's where the quarter is going to come to an end. Blocked by Michaela Poggle. 53-24 at the end of the third quarter. Evergreens continue to maintain a big lead. Back with the fourth in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Conley, and we are at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. The Evergreens widened their lead in that third quarter, outscoring Wanneke 17-10. This was a 36-14 game at halftime. And again, the Evergreens at one point led 18-0. D.C. Everest inbounds to start the fourth quarter. Inbounded to Molly Tice. Tice now goes top of the key to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews now to Michaela Poggle. Goes back out to the top of the key. See if the Evergreens want to run some clock. Nope, they want to go down low to Taylor Hodell. Gets the ball, spins, shoots, misses, but is fouled. And if that is on Lexi DeRoches, let's see, that would be DeRoches 4. It is indeed. And Taylor Hodell to the free throw line. How has Taylor Hodell been with her free throws? 4 out of 5, thank you very much. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Taylor Hodell misses the first. Again, in this fourth quarter, the Evergreens going to take the pressing defense off. Outcome of the game is not really in doubt. Taylor Hodell with a make. Although this is a big conditioning game for DC Everest. Nope, full court pressure is still on. Caitlin O'Connell. O'Connell ahead in the front court to Olivia Meacham. Meacham looks to drive, makes the extra pass to Alana Bachman. Bachman is fouled along the baseline. See if they'll call this a shooting foul or not. I think they got Emily Bauman there. Nope, Michaela Poggle has just picked up her third. It is only the team's third foul, and they are saying that, yes, it is a shooting foul. So two free throws here. And the first is good. Alana Bachman. Bachman gets one more. And she missed that one. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Evergreens with the ball. 54-25. Now Taylor Hodell gets the ball down low. Tried to go back up high, and her pass is taken away. Bachman intercepted that pass. Lexi DeRosa shot too strong as she goes through the lane. Rebound for DC Everest. Michaela Poggle gets it. And the Evergreens look to come back the other way. Evergreens now have the ball into the hands of Molly Tice. And banked in from Michaela Poggle from about 10 or 15 feet. As the Evergreens continue their scoring dominance, they have outscored their opponents 4-1 here in the early stages of the fourth quarter. Wanakee's got the ball again. Works the ball around. Almost double dribbling there is Maddie Shaw. Shaw plays with four fouls. Drives in. Going to have a reach-in foul here against one of the Evergreens. Molly Tice, maybe? Don't think they got Haley Kroll. Yeah, it's Haley Kroll's second. They're going to say that this is a shooting foul? Yes, they are. Free throws coming up here for Erin Freeman. I'm sorry, that's Maddie Shaw. Shaw just got her first. One more coming. Hannah Tipple will come in, and Haley Kroll will come out with 6:44 to play in this game. Maddie Shaw, who's back in with four fouls, misses the second. Rebound comes to Michaela Poggle. And Mackenzie Matthews has it for the Evergreens. Into the front court, here's Taylor Hodell. Taylor Hodell had it up high, passes up the shot. They look to go back to her down low, stolen. Taken away, but the ball is loose on the floor. Wanakee picks it up, and here's a wild, almost over her back shot to try and draw the foul. I think they're going to say that that is on the floor. Michaela Poggle is called for. That's Michaela's fourth. See if they keep her in. Nope, no they're not. She will come out. Caitlin Schmall will come in. So Taylor Hodell plays with three, and she's played a long time without picking up that fourth. But Michaela Poggle is going to find the bench. Wanakee to inbound underneath their own basket to Maddie Shaw. Shaw goes up high to teammate Caitlin O'Connell. O'Connell down low to Lexi DeRoches. DeRoches kicks it out. Three-pointer rims out for Maddie Shaw. Nothing from three-point range, and Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Look to throw ahead where the Evergreens would have had a two-on-one advantage. Pass is too long, taken right back. Maddie Shaw gets it. Here's a whistle. Got a foul on a three-point shot attempt. And what are they going to say? They're going to say that she was on the baseline? Yes, turned over to DC Everest. That was such a long three that she was ready to shoot from... No, that's not right. They're calling Molly Leckett, who is going to shoot the three, and they're going to say that she pushed off to try and create space for the three-point shot. Goes back to DC Everest. Yeah, I didn't think she was out of bounds there. No, they called her for pushing off with that elbow. Ball goes back to DC Everest. It's 56-26. Five and a half more minutes before this one goes into the books. Evergreens work around the perimeter. Here's Hannah Tipple. Tipple works it over to Molly Tice. Down low, Taylor Hodell. Hodell's got position, and she scores. Taylor Hodel now has 11 points in the second half. 19 overall. Long three-pointer there is no good again. Lexi DeRoches. Taylor Hodel, who is winded, got the rebound for DC Everest, the one-and-done trip. Evergreen's into the front court, and here's Caitlin Schmall. Schmall tries her own three from the baseline. That's no good. Molly Leckert comes, gets the rebound. Long outlet pass almost knocked free. Lexi DeRoches came back and got it. Now here comes a three ball. This is just a heave. That's out of her range from the baseline. Lexi DeRoches gets the rebound, goes up, and is fouled. She's going to get herself to the free throw line. A lot of whistles, a lot of fouls, so this game is going to take its time before it goes final. Mackenzie Matthews has been called for the foul. And Lexi DeRoches will get more. Two free throws here. Lexi's first rattles that out. No good. Evergreen's making some substitutions. Taylor Hodel comes out. Michaela Poggle comes in. Hannah Tipple comes back in. So now it's the Evergreens who are making some substitutions here. Taylor Hodel's had another good game. And again, she fought through some earlier foul trouble. Second free throw is good there for Lexi DeRoches. It's 58-27. The Evergreen surplus is 31. Wanaki keeps the full court pressure on, and the ball gets inbounded to Katie Cowell, who checked in during the last stoppage. Haley Kroll, double-teamed in the backcourt. Pass is partially knocked away. Loose on the floor. Hannah Tipple, Johnny on the spot to pick it up. We've got a whistle. 10-second violation turned over to Wanaki as the Evergreens got stuck in the backcourt there and were unable to break the timeline. Time remaining is 4:40 in the ballgame. As the Evergreens are going to get their 10th win tonight, they'll improve to 10-1 on the season. Pass goes down low here. Shot is blocked. Morgan Zibel was looking to spin, and nope, Katie Cowell knocked it away. Katie Cowell showed a pretty good vertical there for the block. Going to be inbounded by Maddie Shaw. Inbounds pass, knocked away, stolen by D.C. Everest. Kaylee Kroll got it. Now to Hannah Tipple in the front court. Hannah Tipple is double-teamed. Her pass is almost knocked away. Hannah Tipple went back and got it. Hannah's kind of under duress here, still keeps her dribble, now drives to the basket, spins, stripped, and loses control of the ball. Hannah Tipple was out of control. Wanaki comes back into the front court. Here's Caden Franklin. Long three there is another miss. Katie Kiernan missed it. Ball is retrieved. Now back at half court trying to fight for it. Michaela Poggle. Wanaki gets it back. Wanaki works into the corner. Morgan Zibel's got it. Looking to drive there. Nope, going back out high. Top of the key now for Morgan Zibel. Got a whistle. Got another foul. Foul's going to be against the Evergreens. Fouls are piling up against DC Everest.
Personal call by Katie Cole.
Katie Cole is called for it. It's only her first.
Her first, 17.
Caitlin O'Connell is going to go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. 3:50 to play in the game. It's 50-27. Saying this here is a non-shooting foul, so it'll be a 1-1 situation. Makes the first. One more is coming.
Molly Tice
checks back in. Caitlin Schmall comes in. Hannah Tipple comes out for DC Everest. And there's one more three free throw coming. As Caitlin O'Connell eyes the basket, that one rims out. Evergreens get the rebound, Caitlin Schmall. Schmall is quickly double-teamed off the miss. Gets it to Kaylee Kroll into the front court. Evergreens have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Kroll looking to find her teammate underneath. Katie Cowell had her shot, well, not blocked. It went off the bottom of the basket. Went off the underside of the rim, coming right back the other way. Caitlin O'Connell just scored for Wanaki. As Wanaki looks to run immediately on any of these misses. Evergreens with a long outlet pass. Got the numbers. Nope. Losing control of the ball is Emily Bauman. We come back the other way to Val Farber. Farber is up and in. And the Evergreens may want to take a timeout. Yeah, they do. I mean, not that the game is any closer. but Wanake has looked good and has created a couple of turnovers on their last possession, and the Evergreens coach Matt Bullis does want a timeout. It's 58-32. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back. This is DC Everest Girls Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Mark
Warren. I'm Chris Conley, and I welcome you back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Evergreens have been outscored here in the fourth quarter. In fact, they've been outscored 8-5 at this point with 3:14 left in the game. The outcome of the game, though, really is not in doubt. The Evergreens have a 58-32 lead. And off the timeout, the Evergreens are looking to inbound. And they inbound over to Katie Cowell. Cowell into Haley Kroll. Goes back over to Molly Tice. Tice has the ball and a dribble. Looks into the corner. Caitlin Schmall thought about the shot from the baseline. Passes it up. Swings over for a set three. Haley Kroll. And Haley Kroll just hit. Three ball for Haley Kroll. She now has eight. The Evergreens have broken 60 points. We go under 3 minutes here. Wanake in the front court. Brianna Bachman. Bachman looking to drive, and she is fouled. She's going to get herself to the free throw line. Many, many free throws before this game is over. Emily Bauman called for the foul. Bachman is 1-for-4 from the free throw line, and her first free throw is flinged towards the basket. No good. She'll get one more. Eyes the basket for her second. Missed them both. Follows her own shot. Keeps the possession alive to Olivia Meacham. Meacham from the baseline scores from 10 feet away. 61-34. 2.5 minutes to go. Evergreen still pestered in the backcourt. Double-teamed Emily Bauman. Bauman turns it over. Driving back the other way and scoring is Olivia Meacham. And just like that, well, again, the Evergreens kind of struggling against this full court pressure. Now 2:10. Quickly down to the front court. That pass went ahead of traffic, and Caitlin Schmall scores there. 63-36. 2 minutes to play. Driving here. Going back out. Here's a long three-pointer. A fling again from Brianna Bachman. Missed everything. Comes into Caitlin Schmall's hands. Ahead to Kroll. Down low and all by herself. Missing the easy layup was Katie Cowell. Goes out of bounds. Evergreens will make some substitutions. Hannah Tipple comes back in. Mackenzie Matthews comes back in. So we're under 2 minutes to play here. Hannah Tipple is going to handle the inbounds duties. Hannah Tipple with a long inbounds pass to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall loses the handle. Take it away. It's a breakaway the other end and a missed layup. Following the play is another one of the Wanake players who missed it. Olivia Meacham missed it, and the Evergreens get the ball back. They get a defensive rebound to Hannah Tipple's hands. 1.5 minutes left. Hannah Tipple had her pocket picked from behind. Olivia Meacham drives the other way, and she is blocked from behind by Caitlin Schmall. That's Schmall's second block. Wasn't going to give up the easy layup. 1:24 to play. Was blocked out of bounds off Schmall. And Wanake will inbound underneath their own basket. Wanake throws in underneath to Olivia Meacham. Meacham blocked there, goes back out, still has her dribble. Looks to make an extra pass. This is down low on the floor, tied up, jump ball. Goes to, well, this one would have to go to D.C. Everest, I would think. The last one went to Wanake. Did they not turn the arrow? They're going to say it's Wanake ball. Okay. It's 63-36 with 1:21 to play. Wanake will indeed inbound underneath. Looking down low, ball briefly comes loose, picking it up and putting it in was Morgan Zeibel. Zeibel's got the basket. Evergreen's here. We'll go under 1 minute on this possession. Into the front court, Hannah Tipple throws ahead to Katie Cole. Back out to Hannah Tipple. See if the Evergreens want to be deliberate and run some clock and take their victory. Handling the ball here is Michaela Poggle. Over to Hannah Tipple. Swings cross court. Emily Bauman. Bauman pulls up from the baseline, misses everything. Unable to bring in the offensive rebound as Katie Cole comes back to Wanakee. 45 seconds left until we are done for the night. Val Ferrer is in. Goes back out to Caden Franklin. Franklin drives and scores. Well, Wanakee is going to win the fourth quarter of this game. Again, the Evergreens got out to an 18-0 lead in this game and really never looked back after that. Well, they have turned the ball over a bit down the stretch here. 20 seconds left. Hannah Tipple's into the front court. Hannah Tipple, uncontested, drives and she's fouled. All right, let's have some more free throws before we're done here. 17 seconds left. And Hannah Tipple will get herself to the line for a pair. Morgan Zibel's first personal foul. And Hannah Tipple is going to the free throw line. First, no good. One more coming. Hannah Tipple's got the ball in hand. Gets her second. Probably the Evergreens' final points. Into the front court for Wanakee is Olivia Meacham. Meacham goes out to her teammate Morgan Zibel under 10 seconds. Driving to the basket there is Olivia Meacham and scores. Meacham's got seven. Just 5 seconds left. Evergreens in the backcourt. Ball is loose. Horn sounds. This one comes to an end. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They've defeated Wanakee 64-42. They improved their record to 10-1 for the year. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kinda wanna know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold
I want to
day.
Be a football
I
stadium.
Want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
We apologize for the long break after our game just went final. The D.C. Everest Evergreen 62-34 winners over Wanakee. I'm Chris Conley. We'll give you a quick wrap-up. The game took a long time to play. Many fouls, many free throws. Just kind of the nature of the full-court press that's employed by both teams kind of made a big difference in the way this one went down. High scorer for D.C. Everest, Taylor Hodel, even though she had three fouls at halftime, and that impacted her playing time in the second half. She was still able to have a breakout quarter, where she scored 10 points, and finishes as high scorer among these teams with 19. 12 for Michaela Poggle for D.C. Everest. Mackenzie Matthews had 6. Caitlin Schmall unofficially with 9 points. 8 for Haley Kroll. Hannah Tipple had 6 for the DC Everest Evergreens. They improved to 10-1 on the season. Wanakee finds themselves on a 3-game losing streak. They didn't really look good tonight. I mean, they fell behind 18-0, very cold in the first quarter. They did outscore the Evergreens in the fourth. Maybe the Evergreens team a little bit fatigued. They were going against that full-court press for the entire game. Wanakee's high score, the Wanakee team really kind of spread around. Olivia Meacham had 7 for Wanakee and 6 for Lexi DeRoches, even though DeRoches was a total of 3 for 9 from the free throw line. She would have been their highest score if she was a little better with her free throws. Our coverage of Evergreen Sports brought to you by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. And Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area, let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Next Evergreens broadcast is coming up on Thursday night. It'll be DC Everest Hockey against Walsall East. Hope you'll join us here on Fox Sports Radio. That's going to do it for today's DC Everest girls basketball broadcast. An easy win tonight over Wanakee. You've been listening to Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.